It's now week 2 for most country kids in New South Wales. But this morning, for the first time in history, a unique schooling scenario was playing out across the state. Aurora College opened its doors to over 100 Year 7 to Year 11 students. But there is a catch. This specialist school has no doors. Its blackboards take the form of a web conference accessed by students hundreds of miles apart. One of them is Caitlin Campbell from Manildra in the central west of New South Wales. And her teacher for this morning's Year 8 English class was Mrs. Wilkins.
The five most common language errors. They're specific, so I'll give you a few minutes to do that.
Because we just come in, we don't start our topic until next week that we're doing. We're doing shock horror. At the moment, we're just playing like a game, like Family Feud, so with English. Well, there's a chat pod on the side, and you just write whatever you like. You ask a question or you answer.
Okay, Caitlin. Are you able to put one up?
So now I'm writing in one of my answers. Spelling mistakes.
Okay, spelling mistakes. We can put that in the note pod. I'll just put it up for you. Can you think of one that you think is...
Big brother of this new educational venture is Chris Robertson. He says its main aim is to close the gap in educational opportunities for city and country students as a part of the New South Wales government's rural and remote education blueprint. He calls Aurora the school without walls.
Yes, the school's partially selective, meaning that our students in years 7 to 10 are chosen through the New South Wales Selective Schools Test. As any student attending a selective school in New South Wales government schools must do. The students connect with their teachers and classmates through a virtual learning environment. In fact, as we speak now, there are classes running in English for years 7 through to 11. And the virtual learning environment comprises web conferencing software and a suite of communication and collaboration tools. For example, our Year 7 to 10 students study English, maths and science with Aurora. So instead of attending the physical classroom in their home school, they go to an area of the school which has been set aside and set up for them, and they connect with their classmates that right across the state. In fact, we have 160 students in our first year of operation, and they're they're joining Aurora from 49 schools as far north as Mullumbimby, as far south as Eden Marine High School, and right out far west of the state of Broken Hill.
That's Aurora's principal, Christopher Robertson, who says he was anxious and excited about this morning's first classes. And he wasn't alone. Michelle Barrett is the principal of the Molong Central School. She is just so happy that some of her students will experience the higher level of learning on offer.
Well, I think it actually provides opportunities for students that perhaps couldn't be provided in the school that they were actually in. Mm. I guess the advantage of the Aurora over the Excel that Caitlin explained is that it's actually statewide, not just Western Region. So there's access to teachers with specific skills from all across the state, and the students also have the opportunity to interact with students from all across the state. So for country students such as Caitlin, the opportunity to interact with city counterparts I think is a real advantage in terms of sharing knowledge and the way things might be done differently.
How needed was that element to extend it even further?
Look, I think, and again, and I'm putting, you know, a country student myself and having the experiences that may have been quite similar, is that you are really not aware of all the opportunities that that city counterparts actually have, and also experiences that they've had and ways that they've learnt. Vice versa, if you're a city student, they're certainly not aware of the types of learning experiences the kids in the country have had. So it's a wonderful opportunity to bring the two areas together so that their learning can be expanded and enhanced as a result of their past experiences.